some time now. Look, we've spoken a lot about Winks and the effect that she's had. She farewells her home track today. It hopefully is not her last race. It could be. So people really are more than running out of chances now to see her. That last day, Ben, those ticket sales are huge. I would absolutely urge people to go to theraces.com.au, get a ticket now and lock yourself in, because it really is going to be the biggest event we've had at Royal Randwick in many decades, as today we're expecting as well at the Longines Golden Slipper.
Yeah, it'll be a huge one out here. Members gates 10:30, general public 11:15 this morning, and we can't await people to get here and enjoy the day. Thanks a lot, Brett.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing have Sydney's Autumn Carnival covered as we count down to the championships race days in April.
Winks takes the lead, and here's her second, Queen Elizabeth.
There's the champion mare Winks, the country and provincial qualifiers, and Group 1 racing every Saturday. Racing HQ is the best way to start your wagering day. Brought to you by TAB.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Again, we've just gone 7 o'clock. Glenn Munsey's popped in telling us, I've got the curry pie and the sausage roll. I said, don't worry about it. It is slipper day, Munz. We've got to get cracking with all the racing. And Duff's here. Morning, Ron Duffersey.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew, and what a beautiful morning it is. It's amazing. If I wasn't here, I wouldn't have believed that we didn't get, you know, an inch of rain there last night. But perfect day. The wind's been blowing all night. Don't be surprised if we get to a six by the last.
Who knows? You know, Lindsay Murphy and the guys have been out. They've marked it a heavy 8 penetrometer this morning. Pretty similar to yesterday, 5.88. I think it was 5.85 or 8.5 yesterday. So, look, Duff and I stayed over the road last night, and we were there with a group of people, and we're all thinking, geez, it's the end of the world, what was on the radar. And people were texting us. Munsey and Greg Radley and the crew were texting, thinking, it's got to be raining at Rose Hill. And they wouldn't believe us that it wasn't. But it did rain, and we got 3.5 mil, but they were 10 minutes away, but got 15.
Yeah, that's right. You could see it was just the splitters.
Yeah.
So lucky.
And then the sun came out. Duff and I were standing there, and the sun came out on the Rose Hill Garden sign. It was remarkable how we missed it. Anyway,
we had a bit of luck for a change.
Yeah, exactly. We're used to waking up and coming to the races with a heavy 10, but that's not the case. It's a heavy 8 here, and the chance certainly if the sun's about to come up and a lot of blue sky around when that sun gets up. So that's the good. When Winks becomes second or third mention on this day, that tells us just how strong 5 Group 1s are today.
Yeah, well, she's not second or third mention from me because she's always the star of the show, you know, but... You know, when you think you've got horses of the calibre of the Autumn Sun and Red Zill and some real improvers there and depth in the races, so it looks one of the best slipper days in modern times, I think.
Yeah,
as far as depth and the odd champion, the budding champion, the champion sprinter, you know, you could go down the page in a few races and say, wow, what depth in races.
And even when you look at Klasleek Legend, who you know don't know
exactly
where it ends up in the future, you look at Red Zell, who got to get to $7 or $8 in the Galaxy today, that tells us how competitive each race is.
Definitely.
Yeah.
No, it's a fantastic program.
All right, so we've got a heavy 8, Penno 5.88, the rails at 3, and that is the situation. Now, I'm just getting a note here from Mark Van Gestel, so let me just read this out from Mark, because when he texts me, it's normally important. Riser Service Centre phone lines are currently down. Mm. They're hoping to be up soon. Scratchings can still be lodged online. Trainers can contact the stewards if they wish to scratch by phone. So Saturday morning probably wouldn't be the same without one or two issues. So the Riser Service Centre, the phone lines are currently down. For our general audience that may not know what we're talking about, it's where the trainers can ring in and scratch their horses if they wish. So those currently are down. They're hoping to be up soon. Scratchings can still be lodged online, and trainers can contact the stewards if they wish to scratch by phone. So that's the story there from Chief Steward Mark Van Gestel.
I think you'd find 99.9% of them scratch online anyway, Andrew,
yeah.
But that's just information for those that are probably out and trying to get on.
Yep, we're going to get cracking with the interviews. Libran has just come out on vets. race 6, number 7, Libran. And the other one that's come out this morning is Eugene's Pick, race 9, number 11. It's running down at Kembla in the provincial championship qualifier at 5 past 6. So the scratching's in numbers for you if you're just starting the morning. Race 1, number 11. Race 2, 3, 4, and 10. The third, number 13. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, number 6. As I've said, Libran is out. Race 6, number 7. Races 7 and 8 are clear. And race 9, 4 Luskin Tyre Lass and 11 Eugene's Pick. And we should mention Kiyomichi had a vets examination yesterday by Racing Victoria late in the afternoon. It appears maybe the boots the youngster was wearing may have been agitating a cannon bone area. They wanted to get it checked, and everything was found okay, so there shouldn't be any problem with Kiyomichi. Let's get cracking, Ron. Chris Lees is our first guest up at Newcastle. Morning, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Did you cop the storms?
No. We've got a cup this morning. Track's in ideal order here at Newcastle.
Yeah, that's good.
What's the reports on Brave Smash in Dubai?
He settled in really well, Ron. He's a pre-season traveller, so he's doing a light piece of work this morning, a good gallop on Tuesday, so I'm pretty happy with him.
Okay. We'll start from the top. Serene Mish, you said she'd probably need a run first up. She's had 3 weeks since. She's got nice stats for this race, if right.
Okay, I'm not too sure that Chris Lee's line has dropped out. It's just dropped out. Yeah, I've got you now, Chris. Yeah, so around Serene Mish.
Yeah, very happy with how she's come off that first up run. She loves soft ground, just whether a real testing track second up with only really one run nearly a year, whether that just finds her out. But I'm really pleased with how she's progressed from that first up run.
Okay, you got Star Reflection. She wasn't far up off in that lead up.
No, she's race fit, tough little mare, loves the ground, so I wouldn't be surprised at all to see her run a place.
You got Miss Q there, you know, it's at a peak now. Will she run the 1200 right out here?
Yeah, I think she was good at 1200 or last start, Ron, and she's another one who's she's performed on heavy ground before, so I expect her to race well.
Okay, Jim Song, how much work has he missed in those last 42 days?
Oh, not much at all, Ron. He just had a skin irritation that we couldn't present him at the races with. He's done plenty of work. If anything, you know, I think he could be looking for a bit further. So the testing 1200 on the ground, I think, is ideal for him.
Race 3, you got Big Duke there. These two runs for you are great. And where does a plus? 2400's a plus. He should run well?
Yeah, I think so. Like to see him just race that little bit closer. Due to bad gates, he's been out the back of his two runs. So if he gets the right type of run, you know, he's quite capable on this ground. And I think he'll race very well.
Dorkan's there as well. He's a good, tough stayer.
Yeah, he can mix his form. He loves heavy ground, and he's not along riding conservative, but he'll be strong weight.
The Galaxy Graph, he's back from Melbourne. How's he returned home?
Yeah, really well. He's nice and bright. He's painted this morning. Pretty fresh. I think his two runs have been very good. He's been exposed the whole time. We considered taking the blinkers off. He just went a little fierce in the new market without cover, but when we considered everything, I think coming back and going around a bit and dropping back 100, we've decided to leave him on. And thankfully, he's come up with a soft gate, which will see him get a nice bit of cover, and I think race really well today.
And you finished with a couple of mares, Caravali. He could run well in a race like this.
Yeah, she's hard to back, I suppose, but she can perform, but she does love soft ground. But although it's question her a bit at Rose Hill records that great. She's very loves the soft ground. Marcelina, I thought it would run the other day and a lot really great. She was really good late, but just whether she's up to this grade, we'll find out today.
Okay. Any hopes at Eagle Farm, you know, Guard of Honor first up there?
I'm going to keep the Guard of Honor, but probably a cautious tip, but it can go very well.
Okay.
Yeah. And what about the two down at Kembla in the Polytrack race, Bastia and the lightly raced Think Free?
Yeah, both of them are in good order. Also, Yvance is in the race. Wouldn't be much between the three of them. Bastia does love the ground, but I think it's a pretty open race, depending how they handle that ground.
Kembla.
Okay, and you've got a couple of others there. You've got four in the race too, haven't you, anyway?
Turnberry scratched. We'll save him for one.
Okay, so...
Bastia. Juventus.
Juventus was the one that I didn't mention there. A couple of them are drawn wide, and, Juventus has drawn okay.
Yeah, look, it'll probably be a race to the outside fence by that race, I'd suggest. So I don't know how big a bearing the barriers will have on it, but all three are in good order, and just whoever handles the ground best, I suppose, from my point of view.
And just with Brave Smash, are you going to make the trip there or leave it up to the team that are there?
Yeah, no, I'm going over middle of the week, so looking forward. Should be a good experience.
It should be. Placing the stable and Australian Bloodstock on the world stage, it's going to be hard to beat Blue Point, but he's pretty good and pretty sharp, Brave Smash.
Well, he seems to be racing in good order. If he can maintain the form that he's in, I think he'll be most competitive.
Yeah, we look forward to that this time next week. Good on you, Chris. Good luck today with all of them.
Thanks, boys.
Good on you. Chris Lee's going through there. We're up to 10 scratchings. Fatou's come out of the last. Race 9, number 10. We'll keep an eye on them. And obviously with the rise of phone systems down, it might take a little while for stuff to be filtered in. But it's another one for two. And I've just received a text from the Australian Jockeys Association that Ben Malham has sustained a fractured left wrist. He was on Voodoo Lad, which tragically fell about 100 metres from home and had to be put down last night. And we think of people around that horse because he's been a favourite of many around, particularly the Hunter Valley.
Yeah, that was shocking. A grand old horse. He won his Group 1 in Perth, and he'd been a terrific horse for Connections. And, Ben's got a broken wrist, but, he'll move on.
Exactly. So Ben Malham sustaining a fractured left wrist. Sunline did it. Sprite, just with a little bit of luck, clear running. You never know what would have happened. But Sunlight winning another Group 1 last night, the William Reid. Hugh Bowman's joining us now on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Hugh.
Good morning, gents. How are you?
Yeah, pumped for today, mate. It's an exciting one. Five Group 1s. It's just going to be fascinating, and thankfully the sun's just come up. We didn't get as much rain as other parts, so hopefully we've got an improving track today, Hugh.
Well, I hope so, because I galloped on it Thursday morning. It was pretty heavy there. Hopefully it gets to a 6. What's it rating?
Heavy 8 this morning. Heavy 8 this morning. Just with that, we had 3.5 last night.
When I rode on it, on Thursday morning, I had my doubts that it'd get to a 6, and at an 8 now, it may get to a 7 with a nice day today, but it's going to be a wet track, isn't it?
Yeah, it will be. Boy, you've been travelling. Hong Kong Derby, that would have been a thrill last week.
Oh, it was most exciting. And what's most exciting about it was, the horse has been purchased specifically for that race. Obviously, they contacted me before Christmas to go and ride it. I've gone over and ridden it in all the lead-ups, and we were lucky enough to win the first one, the Champions Mile. But, it's just really nice when a plan comes together, and it meant a lot to the owners and to Frankie Law. He's the first local trainer to win that race, which is their signature race. It's like our Melbourne Cup for us here in Australia. And I think it's 18 or 20 years since a local trainer's won it, so... Yeah, I was really delighted for Frankie. It was great for me too, of course. But, it's great when a plan comes together.
Yeah, for sure. I'm thinking about booking another holiday soon. You can't flick me over a couple hundred freaking flyer points. A couple hundred thousand, I mean.
A couple of hundred won't get you anywhere. Duffy won't get you to the front gate of Rose Hill.
Just DM me after the show, will you?
Look, your association with the champions getting closer to the end. This looks a more straightforward race today.
It does, Ron. Look, it's probably the weakest of the riders she's running, realistically, isn't it? So, from barrier 8, we'll just see how the pace is. I can't see a frantic pace, which might mean we just sit a little wider midfield if they go along. At a good pace, naturally we'll be close to the back and come into it when she's ready.
Is it just an illusion, or is she getting stronger?
Well, I couldn't... Look, I'm not sure that she's getting stronger, but she certainly hasn't gone backwards in any way, shape or form. And, you know, I think the reality is if she had have shown any signs of, you know, taking a step back, then she would have been retired immediately. She's as good as ever. Going to a wet track on her home track, you know, I think we can expect a peak performance from her. She's primed for today. And, you know, I think, look, it's hard going to the races being so confident, but she just does that to you. I've learnt to cope with that. You know, you try and work out what might go against you, and, you know, just, you know, she's probably going to have to stay in the barriers today. I mean, it's just, and she scares the opposition off as well. And Black Caviar did the same. I mean, some of the races she read in towards the end were just, you know, glorified handicaps, realistically, and then she's carrying it weight for age, just the same weight or less than the others. So, look, I don't go to the races with arrogance or with an arrogant mind, but, you know, I have to see it how it is, as everyone else does, and I think it is one of the weaker races she's running. And, you know, there's no one horse in today's race that I think, well, this, if it runs its best, could challenge us. I just don't see that. So I'll just go through the motion and I'll make sure that she has a trouble-free run. And hopefully, like all the other times, she produces as she has for the last 4 years.
If everything goes to plan, she goes to 2,000 metres next time. Do you let the pedal go like you've done in the past today?
I will. Yes, I will. I won't, you know, certainly it's been a bit of a pattern first and second up. If I can keep a bit in hand, I do. But, you know, third up at 1,500, going to 2,000 next time. You know, I'll... And also, because it's her home track, she knows it so well. So she really knows where the time to work is, and she's not as inclined to clock off like she has, like she is when she gets to the front at other tracks. So, yeah, I think, you know, unless I'm told otherwise by Chris Waller, you know, I don't see any reason why we can't give her a good push to the line today.
Beautiful. She knows in the first, much better in the wet last week.
Yeah, she was. This is an interesting... She's one of the most consistent horses in training, this horse. I've ridden her a few times. Haven't been lucky enough to win on her. She doesn't win very often, but she always runs very well. Interesting that it's her first run at 1,200 metres. All her runs previously have been over the shorter trip. I think that's a good sign. She races like she wants it. So it's a horse that's got been racing for so long and had so many starts. It's an interesting stat. But barrier one, she should get a good run. She likes the wet. The wet's not a problem. And just backing up 3 weeks in a row at first time 1,200. But Benny Williams, he knows his horses very well, and I'm sure there's a reason for the program.
Yeah. Charge, 2 wins from 11 starts. Look, he's led twice in his life for those 2 wins. It's the only 2 times he's led. Is it time to try that again?
Again, unless I'm told otherwise, that's the way I see it. He's a naturally fast horse, and he's a difficult horse in that the more you try and settle him, the more he wants to charge. No pun intended. He's well known, but if you do let him roll, he does relax within himself. He's not a horse that just wants to bolt with you. As soon as you try and just ride a bit of a race on him, he does want to argue. So for barrier 14, I think it gives us the opportunity. It doesn't look to me to be pace in numbers.
No.
But the thing is, if you go out there with that mindset, with a horse like this, you sort of... Yeah, it's a bit one-dimensional, and if they take us on and really put it to us, well, they'll probably bring themselves undone, but they'll bring us undone too. And the other thing is, I'm not sure about the wet track with him.
No.
If he can sustain that speed, that, you know, if I let him go, he's gonna go at a pretty decent gallop. And can he sustain that on a heavy track? Has to be a query.
Yeah. Race 3 Etymology. He's found a new lease of life, winning 3 of his past 4.
Yeah, he has. He's and I trialled him last week or last week and trialled really well. I rode him on Tuesday morning as well, and he's a horse that's feeling good about his job. It's an open race, and he could make his presence felt.
Deal Maker Race 4, he'd be a place chance series out of a few solid races.
Yes, well, you know, he's desperately unlucky not to win first up, and he's been consistent since. I love the fact that he's getting to 2,000. I personally don't think he's a horse that wants much further, but he's not sharp enough over a mile against this class of horse. And, I mean, if the Autumn Sun wasn't in it, I'd be really confident of this horse figuring in the finish. I think he's an excellent place chance. If the Autumn Sun runs to his form, well, he's probably going to be too good for a lot of them. But I think my horse is certainly one of the next best.
Okay. Unforgotten, everyone's saying she can't handle the wet, but that's a bit harsh, I think. Her only run in the wet was a soft five, and it's a round stake, so she disappointed that day, but that's hardly a wet run.
Yeah, I'm not... Look, it might prove that way, but I'm not going to the races with any concerns of her handling the wet. I'm confident she's ready to run a peak performance. I'd love to run in the Chipping Norton. And, again, up to the 2,000 metres, this is a trip that we can see a figure at this level. And, you know, the last furlong last start was nearly as good as Wink. So that gives me confidence, and a bit of a tricky draw. I'm more worried about the draw than I am about the track conditions, to be perfectly honest. And look, she's a top filly, or top mare now, and if I can have any sort of luck from the draw, she'll be strong weight.
The slipper, Microphone, he's a nice ride coming in with top form. He looks a one-dimensional type of horse. You just put him in the box seat.
Well, depending how quick they go, Ron, and I think that's one of the, it's probably the biggest bonus of drawing where I have. You know, I can't see a frantic pace here, but, you know, you only need one or two to hold their spot, or need the final length to get the nice run, and all of a sudden the pace is, you know, three or four lengths quicker than you predict. So I'm going to need to have my wits about me, and, you know, if you're not going quick, I need to be close enough, but I'll be able to judge that after we go. He's good out of the barriers. I like the fact that Cosmic Force is drawn next to me. You know, it'll either mean he's outside me and we're together, or he might go forward of me and I follow him into the race. Again, it's going to depend almost completely on the speed of the race, but I'm really confident he can run a hell of a race. It's an open race. And it's a race I'm very much looking forward to.
And you went out to Osborne Park out near Hawkesbury for Godolphin and Road Microphone on Tuesday. And what sort of, did you get the right feel from the horse?
I did. Certainly nothing to disappoint me. The track was soft. I don't think it was as wet as what I'm going to expect this afternoon. But, you know, it was rain affected and he glided through it. It wasn't an overly strong gallop, so we weren't out there to break records, but I did get a nice feel of him. I let him use himself without pushing him, and I was impressed with the feel he gave me. But, you know, I've only been out there once before in my life, so yep. It's a bit of a foreign track to me. The horse he worked with, I don't know. And, you know, so it wasn't the type of gallop I'm saying, well, we're going to win the slipper. But
yeah,
There's certainly nothing to suggest that he can't.
And you finish with I'm a Princess. She's a well-performed mare for Tony McAvoy.
Yes, this is a... I don't know much about her. I haven't spoken to the stable. So, you know, tactics will be up in the air until I do. But from barrier one, probably try and hold a bit of a spot. I can't see much pace. This horse has, you know, led and won a couple of times, so that might be an option too. But again, I'll be guided by the stable, and hopefully can finish off at what I'm hoping will be a successful day.
and just coming through is the scratching of Charge. Just come out in a refresh page here. So Charge has come out of race two. Race two, number two, Hugh. As I say, it's just popped in at 7:23.
He should have read me after scratching. He's probably
exactly. We look back sometimes, you know, on a Saturday and think, gee, we wasted 5 minutes there on horses, but that's live radio. Hugh, you ride here today, and then of course we just spoke with Chris Lees. You go to Dubai to ride Brave Smash in the Elquaz.
I do. I'm going over. Well, I was going to ride Chevelle Grand, and when I heard that Brave Smash was going, I let Chris know that I'd be there, and obviously we've had a good association, and I've won the Manicato on Brave Smash, so I've had a great association with the horse. So delighted to have been given the opportunity, and looking forward to it.
And that Chevelle Grand's a pretty good horse, isn't it?
He is a good horse. He's a horse I won the Japan Cup on. He's a very consistent horse. If those better horses perform at their peak, he's probably a couple of lengths short. But if he gets the right run and it's run to suit and they're just a few lengths off their game, you know, he's an ultra consistent horse, and he's a mature horse now. So I'm hoping, you know, the travel could even spark him up a little. But I've really enjoyed my association with him. He's been a great horse for me, and you know, I'd love for him to run well for me over there.
Well, it should be a good day, and it could be a very good day. Good luck with it.
Thanks very much. Cheers, Rob.
Good on you, Hugh. Good on you. Hugh Bowman joining us there. Comprehensive. You hang off every word when he talks about the mare. They're not being arrogant, but they're just thinking that if she turns up the way that we're used to, then she's going to be winning today. Mm. A couple of extras just before Michelle Bradley joins us. I mentioned Charge, race two, number two. Military Zone has also come out of that race, race two, number seven. So we're at 12 at this stage. Michelle Bradley is the co-trainer of Dance, Dance, Dance with Chris Gibbs. Michelle is here, and we thought we'd grab her with Chris Gibbs back in New Zealand. Morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for joining us on Sky. We know we've seen this horse before. It's pretty good today. How's your confidence around a heavy eight, maybe a soft seven today?
Look, I've been really happy with her. She arrived on Monday night. She's obviously here last year. She's back in the same box, and she's settled in really, really well. So couldn't be more happy with her. The rain that's around, you've got a hell of a lot more rain here than what we have at home, I can tell you that. So happy that it's here. Not worried about the track conditions at all. So looking forward to her stepping out.
Michelle, she's a multiple Group 1 winner. She just seems to be in better shape form-wise this prep.
She is. She's matured a lot from last year. Everyone that's seen her got a couple of owners that actually live in Australia and haven't seen her as much as the rest of them, and even they commented yesterday how much stronger she looks. So she's just maturing more and more and more.
Her racing pattern, just hopefully midfield position somewhere slotting in there?
Yeah, well, I said to a couple of people, usually when the Kiwis come over, you get sometimes get the outside draw, but
no, we don't do that, Michelle. We don't do that here. Come on, you can't be saying stuff like that.
Only on dry tracks we do that.
Is it a draw?
You can't. Well, barrier one. I mean, who knows? By the time we get to the Randvet, where the horses and jockeys will be anyway.
Exactly. And having OT riding here last weekend. Look, we'll see what the pattern of the races are today. We'll leave it up to Opie to make the right decision. But look, we Chris flew over yesterday morning, and we're both really happy with her. I can't fault her. So looking forward to it.
Michelle, just with her, I mean, how quickly has she developed, given that she's only had five runs? I mean, she's in a quality race with horses that have had a few more runs from her today. Can she cope with a hard, high-pressure race?
Look, she's a horse that doesn't need much racing at all, and you've just got to look at her physique to see that. definitely can handle it. Yes, there are, you know, a lot of horses that have had a lot more racing than her, but just looking at her physique, you can see she's not a horse that needs a lot, and that's how we've spaced her races, and we've got the results that we have. So, yeah, no, pretty confident.
And what are you looking at, 2,000 today? Are you looking at something at the championships at Randwick?
Yes, we are. We'll see how she goes today, and all going well, we'll, she's been nominated for the Queen Elizabeth, so I mean, it's going to be a huge race, obviously, with Winx heading that way as well. But you know, that's something that gets through today, and it's something that we've been looking at it also. So
Yeah, understand. Well, it sounds like you're really happy since her arrival. Well, good luck today, Michelle, to you and Chris and the whole team, Opie Bossom.
Yeah, hey, thank you very much for having me on.
Good on you. Michelle Bradley, co-trainer of Dance, 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 drawn barrier one in the Ramvet, and who knows? I mean, last week, the first early few races, they wanted to get real wide, and then suddenly, was it Sam Clipperton? Got to the inside in one, and they decided to go there?
Yeah, it was pretty fair track last week, so who knows what's going to happen this week, but she does love the mud, that mare.
All right, scratchings won't be far away. There's been no extras in the last few minutes. We'll take a break. Who's still to come, Duff? James Cummings,
maybe Kieran Maher.
Kieran Maher will try and jag him along the road, so still some key interviews to come. The sun is up. It's a beautiful morning, hardly any cloud around us. We did get 3.5 mil of rain last night, so it is a heavy 8, but let's hope the sun gets up, gets warm, and we can improve into a 7.
I know I can secure extra stock at a great price, but I can't get the finance.
Yeah, my business premises really need a fresh fit out, but the bank said no.
When you're ready to grow your small business, a loan from OnDeck can help. With loans of up to $250,000 and funds in your account as early as the next business day. Find out why OnDeck Group are trusted by over 80,000 business owners globally. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
HQ Insurance are the headquarters of Equine Insurance, featuring a range of options to suit your bloodstock requirements, including fall of hammer insurance, life-saving surgery cover, and their exclusive guaranteed renewal clause. HQ Insurance, protecting your equine investments.
TK and Lyle's from the Big Sports Breakfast. We want you to weigh in on the discussion.
Visit our Big Sports Breakfast Facebook and Twitter page every Thursday and Sunday from 3 p.m. and vote from a list of trending sport and racing topics.
The ball's in your court.
Your family deserves to be safe and secure at home. That's where Wideline Windows and Doors can help. Their secure line screens offer security without compromising on design or your view. And their safe line window screens are designed to prevent falls, keeping your youngest family members safe and sound. For security, safety and peace of mind, call Wideline Windows and Doors or visit their website at www.wideline.com.au.
Race the best with the best. Dynamics Indications invites you to join the people's trainer, Richard Freeman, in a magnificent colt by Scissor Kick. Arrowfield's outstanding racehorse, now exciting new sire. Our colts from Missbax, a dual-winning three-quarter sister to four stakes winners, including Accomplice and Given. Join our dynamic Richard Freeman team in this classic colt. For info, visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360-808.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ, Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Setting up your golden slipper day. 5 Group 1s here at Rose Hill. Beautiful start to the morning. Tracks a heavy 8. Penno 5.88. Down at Kembla, no rain yesterday, Ron. They missed out on it totally yesterday, which was fantastic for them because they looked, if they'd got any more rain, they were in big doubt.
And usually they're the first ones to get it.
Exactly, but they missed it all. So it's a heavy 9 this morning at Kembla for the Provincial Championship qualifier. Eagle Farm, 36 degrees up there. It's a good 4. And Mornington, they're going to get some showers the next few hours. The track, though, is a good 4 as we speak. We'll stand by for scratchings. They haven't gone interim. We've had those issues with Riser Services with the phones, but Kieran Maher hasn't got a phone issue. Good morning to you, Kieran.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to a day here, mate. Five Group 1s. There is nothing like it with the amount of Group 1s and the quantity of it, mate. It's an extraordinary day of racing coming up.
It certainly is. As a stable, it's our first year with runners in the Golden Slipper, so very exciting.
Well, it's a big effort from a stable to get two into such a competitive slipper as this. You've had one qualified for a while there, Dubious. I don't think there's any tougher horse than him in the race. He's well seasoned.
Yeah, that's right. It's been a plan this race ever since he won the Breeders. So it's great to have him here. I think he's in super order. He's come on from his run the other day, and we've got a bit of a. Well, what doesn't look to be the greatest barrier for him, but he's certainly in great order.
Okay, you've had the blinkers up the sleeve, they go on. Do you push forward?
He'll be forward-ish, yeah. Okay. We'll just work it out as the day goes on and see how the pattern is, but I would say, you know, whether he's leading or up there in the firing line or just behind the speed, probably just behind, I would say.
Okay, yeah. Obviously, you want to look at a few races to see how it is playing. Loving Gabby, the filly, she looks very, very good. Has it come all too soon for her?
She certainly, she trialled up here. She went really well. I think she enjoys this way of going. I think she enjoys the cut and the track and she's been in work a while now. I know it's only her third start, but if she gets a clear crack at them, I'd say she's it won't be too soon for her.
What are your thoughts out of the Diamond? Is she learning now, becoming tractable? Given that the suggestions were that if she knew how to take that run, she would have come through a couple of horses at Caulfield.
It wasn't straightforward. She's a big, striding horse.
Yeah.
And as you said, it was only her second start. So, she'll come on with every start. She's had a trial, as I said, and she'll come on again. But, she doesn't want to be probably, you don't want to rely on her to make runs for herself. But, if it sort of works out for her, as I said, I think she's definitely got the ability.
And Austin Murphy takes the ride. Comes in from, I think, UK or Dubai to take the ride. So he would have looked at videos and the things. Is she a filly that he'll be able to jump on and, you know, everything will knit between the two of them?
I'd say so. She's a very straightforward horse. She's big, strong. She's got a good action. She's very straightforward. So, he's looked at her work, her races, and... He's a quality, world-class jockey, so I'm sure he'll do the job fine.
Is it wet enough for Big Blue in race?
Well, he'd probably rather an extra shower, but he might just take some benefit from the run as well. Last time we brought him up here for a race like this, he'd had a couple of hurdle runs before it. So he's first up. He's had a hurdle trial. Conditions do suit him, but he might just benefit for the run.
The conditions will suit Night's Watch as well. Night's Watch in race 6, he's got quite nice soft and heavy form.
Yeah, I was quite keen to get him up for this race. His work during the week's been first class, and we've just got the one-eye blinker on. He just had a tendency to lay in, and I just had the one-eye blinker on him, and... Ben Mallon galloped him. He was going to take the ride, and he was very happy with him. So he certainly worked well, and as you said, he's got a good wet wet form, and being fourth up, probably the ideal time to take on a decent race, and his fitness is pretty right.
Have you got a jockey for him yet with Ben out?
Ocean will ride him as well.
Okay, good. Okay. Beautiful. You're pretty strong in Melbourne. Is there one or two that we could have a look at? Obviously, you got Starfall, Thundercloud, look good on paper, and Bonds Away.
Yeah, Bonds Away's got the car park and need a little bit of luck, but, you know, he's a quality horse there. Enigman's probably got half a chance. Our apprentice rides him pretty well and knows him, understands him pretty good. And Thundercloud's in great order.
Beautiful.
All right, well, good luck. It is, you know, you've got your base at Warwick Farm now. It's been a big step. You've got your base at Ballarat. It's an exciting time for you and everyone else around the stable, mate. Good luck, particularly in the slipper.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
Good on you. Kieran Maher joining us. Ball of Muscle has just come out of the Group 1 Galaxy. They've gone in from Duff, so we'll go through these. There are 13 interim scratchings. Beautiful start to the day here. They got 3.5 mil in the storm that went through last night at about 6 o'clock. It's a heavy 8, Penno 5.88, and the rail is at 3 metres. The interim scratchings, race 1, number 11, Mollified, number 11. Race 2, number 2, Charge. 3, Avantage. 4, Ragged Rascal. 7, Military Zone. And 10, Yulong January. So 2, 3, 4, 7 and 10 out of race 2. The third, number 13, Curata Princess, number 13. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, number 6, Egg Tart, number 6. Race 6, take out 7, Libran, number 7. Race 8, just out, number 2, Ball of Muscle, race 8, number 2. And race 9, number 4, Luskin Tire Lass, 10 for 2 and 11, Eugene's Pick. 4, 10 and 11. So just in the last few minutes, the scratching of Ball of Muscle might have been the track. We'll try and get some more info on that for you. But they're the interims here for Rose Hill. Duff is with us, Ron Duffacy, and James Cummings is our last guest. He's got so many chances today here at Rose Hill for Godolphin. Morning to you, James.
Hi, Andrew. Hi, Duff. How are you?
Yeah, all hands on deck this week as far as the media is concerned.
Well, you've done everything, but Duff came in this morning, James, and said, I wonder if James will need some help to saddle up today. I'm willing to go down and help him.
Put a blue jacket on and muck the team there.
Well, you got to earn your blue jacket, do you?
Oh, yeah, you get a hat. You know, 2 years service, you get a hat.
Oh, fair dinkum, please. I've got a Godolphin jacket that Sayed Bin Saror gave me the first one when he came to Sandown.
That's the last. I tell you something, I get plenty of help training them. I'm no shortage of help saddling them up either, don't worry.
Exactly.
Mate, it is. I mean, we'll get down to business and talk about them, but, I mean, how big is this for Sheikh Mohammed to have so many runners in a golden slipper?
Well, in a way, it's not actually about how many we've got in the field. It's about having young horses on the way up that look to have loads of promise, and thereby a diverse group of stallions. Each and every one of them, these horses that are in the field, are by a different stallion. And, you know, from our perspective, that really feels to us like there's a good future ahead. It feels to us like everything's coming together in the right way, and we know that it's generating great interest abroad from the whole worldwide organisation of Godolphin to have their eyes for a day on this race that helps shape the breeding landscape of Australian racing.
Yeah, well, just running through the microphone, well, he'd be a popular result for the stud, being the colt of the team here. 3 weeks between runs, it sounds like you've kept him stimulated. Did I hear you took him to the races and you've taken him to Osborne Park and just kept him active?
Yeah, he's been in work a good while, that horse, but he has the capacity to do very well between runs, so it was important that we gave him the right amount leading into this. It's going to be high pressure, and he's going to need to be stronger than ever before, that horse. And just seeing him sort of a bit below where he was in the Talinda when winning the Skyline was really perfect for me coming into the absolute grand final. But I needed the horse to be absolutely ready. and we took him out to Osborne Park on Tuesday morning, and he exploded in a gallop. So I'm very pleased with his condition. And look, yes, we took him out to Rose Hill because he's never been there. A number of our runners don't have a great amount of Rose Hill experience, but this is one Golden Slipper, interestingly, that is full of horses, just about, that don't have that much experience at Rose Hill. And I think that the horse is extremely well for the occasion, and he's our only colt. But this is one race of the year that you have too much respect for the race at hand to be trying to be cute about only running the colt for the sake of the whole operation. I think that the fillies would equally be a big result in their own way because of the magnitude of the race.
Of course, of course. Yeah, look, Tenley hasn't put a foot wrong.
Tenley's untapped. Who knows quite how good that filly could be. And you have to have an amazing amount of respect for her final furlong, because she came from an impossible position to win on debut, to claim a very capable favourite that day. And on resumption this campaign, she's just savaged the line at Randwick both times on that big track. And although it's her first experience at Rose Hill, running such a strong 1,200 last time convinces me that she'll cope with the high speed on up front, and she's going to have to produce another personal best, but she's got the scope to do that. She just has that X factor about her, and that wariness that you need to have for an unbeaten starter and a Golden Slipper is there in her example.
Is Pinsec untapped?
She is that filly. She toughed it out on debut, very, very impressively. The way that she was able to pick herself up off the canvas from a wide run, that you just don't see 2-year-olds win like that. And I held her back and trialled her at Canterbury in an important set of barrier trials that morning. There were a number of very, very good horses trialling that morning. Yes, 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 Exhilarate, Dubious, Hightail, they were all there. And she got up to win her trial nicely, but you wouldn't think you'd get too carried away by the performance. And her rider certainly wasn't, but she just went right on with it in the little bit of time between that trial and the Canberra Black Opal, to the point where I was happy to pull out Bivouac from the Black Opal and throw him in the deep end in the Todman, because I knew how well she was going. And she just put 4 lengths on a Group 2 place getter. She put 5 lengths on the Canterbury winner, and that was a sign of intent from Pinsec, that she was up and ready to go at 6 furlongs, right on early in the prep.
What are your comments on the other two fillies, Kiamichi and Exhilarates?
Well, firstly, I'd say Exhilarates is a bit the forgotten horse, and every big Group 1 has a forgotten horse. You could really write the storyline of how she could become a Golden Slipper winner. She performed magnificently in the Magic Millions. By no means, I think, will that go down as her best ever performance. She missed, squeezed up at the start, and not everything went her way. Didn't exactly have sort of the race run to suit advantage, and yet she was able to come over the top of a horse that got the gun run through on the inside. So with that 8 weeks between runs, she met her fitter and flash stablemate Tenley in the Riesling, to only go down by a sort of a neat length and a half, but be strong through the line and drawing away from the other place getter, I thought was excellent, and was just the right form cycle to see her springboard into a better performance than she's ever shown. And, from her perspective, being drawn out there, thankfully it is a wet track, and wet tracks in Golden Slippers do tend to bring those drawn wider into the race a lot more than in other years.
Mm. Resin in the first, tricky draw, but she's got the right stats.
I just go to one before we move on from Kiamichi. That she's a sidestep filly that jumped out of the ground on the wet last week, and she's got the action to pull herself through that sort of going.
Mm.
That she is so fresh, that filly, since winning last week. She's bursting through the box in her door yesterday, and we've had the vets ride over her just to ensure that everything's right. But she's very well, that filly, and I think that she's capable of going a little bit better than last week, although I do concede she's got a lot of ground to make up on the horse that won the Colts division on the same day.
Okay, that's very interesting, because she did do it both ends. Resin in the first, got the right stats here, just needs a bit of luck in running.
Yeah, she got drawn to get the best run of the race, but she's very, very capable in the wet. She enjoys her performance the second up. She's unbeaten in 2 second up runs. And I saw the form last night through Sprite Franks quite nicely in the William Reid, when that mare was very, very strong through the line after just claiming her late, giving her a little bit of weight away last start. Resin can run very well at Rosehill there today.
Wagner, stiffest test, but good winning first up.
Yeah, and he won first and second up last preparation. I think he deserves a little crack at this, but there are some very, very promising three-year-olds in this race, and it'll be a very strong test for that horse.
Etymology's found a new lease of life. How's he returned from his travelling?
He's returned well. I gave you the opportunity to see him in a mid-prep trial to have his fitness right up for this. He can get through the going. He's won on all going, that horse. In fact, he's even won on the synthetic. But he was disappointing last time, and you're going to be wary of that. But you have to be aware that there were travel complications getting that horse down to Tasmania, and he arrived there later than I would have liked. Of course, we weren't to know that it had affected him quite so much. But on reviewing his performance, he just couldn't have been the same horse as a result of that complication. And I'd put a pen through that performance.
Aramayo race 4, you'd be looking forward to getting him up in distance in the next couple of runs.
That's right, and you couldn't conceivably expect him to be beating the favourite, but I think with the right run he's capable of running a good race. I was pleased to get the 9 furlong run into him early in the preparation, and he'll be nicely fit coming off a hard run 1600 metres in the Randwick innings.
Villiers, do you want to make any explanations for his Australian Cup defeat?
Oh, look, he got a bit of a black eye in the run, but most things went his way. As a trainer, I look at the horse, I convince myself that he's all right to push on with, that he pleases me since then, and the bottom line is I just need to move on. I think that over time these horses do revert to the mean, and that horse is just doing too well for him not to be doing anything other than running a good race today.
The Galaxy, a couple of three-year-olds. Viridian, he was terrific first up as a gelding, and he gets his chance to stand up here.
Yeah, he returned with a personal best as a gelding first time, and I thought his effort was slashing at weight for age, unsuitably at weight for age against Red Zell and the horse of Joe Pride's Ball of Muscle. And in a strongly run 1,000, that's really brought him on nicely. He's strong for today. He presented nicely into this race 12 months ago off a performance in the challenge that wasn't quite so good. But he has had a much better fortnight going into this than he did 12 months ago, in my opinion. And in a good Galaxy, a really high-class Galaxy, I think he's capable of running well.
Encryption's out of a very strong Newmarket.
Yeah, and you know what? Only the start before that, he got beaten a lip in the Oakley Plate at Group 1 handicap over 1,100 metres. I think he can be the type of horse that could give these a scare so far down in the weights, because he's got that ability, and he's got a recent performance that puts him in the mix.
And you finish with Hamatin. She'll whack away around the mark again.
Yeah, and hopefully she enjoys stepping up to 1,900 metres. And the moisture in the track could well and truly be much more to her liking than the firmness of Randwick a couple of weeks ago.
I respect that you may not be able to answer this, but have you got any specific horse on top in the slipper?
You know, every day I look at the horses a couple of times a day before they go on the track most of all, and then coming back through the stables. And the beautiful thing about this group of two-year-olds for me is that on any given day I might change my opinion because each and every one of them is going forward. They're lightly raced. Exhilarates has had the most experience of any of my horses. She's had six starts. But you can just tell that she improved from that Riesling Stakes effort. So to cut the answer short, I can't split them because there are times when one just catches the light and looks outstanding and you think, well, she can win second up even if it is a golden slipper. And on another occasion, you step into a Colts box and he just turns around and he looks at you and you just get that feeling from him that this is a serious horse. And on another occasion, you recall once you hear a filly like Exhilarate squealing going past you on the track, the massive performance in the Magic Millions where she was able to overcome adversity, and you think, God, how could I count a horse like that out of his race? I must say it's an enviable position, a very enviable position for our stable to be in, and the staff have been excited for a long time going into this race. I mean, they call it a target race, but what two-year-old isn't targeting the Golden Slipper when they've got abilities like this?
And
the staff have had a the staff this week. They've just had a quiet lull over them as they prepare for the storm today, and hopefully it goes our way.
Good luck to you, James, with all of them. Hope it's a ripper.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Thanks. James Cummings joining us. Duff will be back shortly. You go and enjoy a little bit of sausage roll or something there.
No, I don't know where he's got them from. But
let's get cracking here because we're well over time. Rose Hill, fine start to the day. A heavy 8, rail at 3 metres. Race 1, number 11, Mollified. Race 2, number 2, Charge. 3, Avantage. 4, Ragged Rascal. 7, Military Zone. And 10, Yulong January. Race 3, number 13, Karata Princess is out. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, number 6, Egg Tart, number 6. Race 6, number 7, Libran, number 7. The Golden Slipper, race 7, take out the three emergencies, 17, 18 and 19. Race 8, number 2, Ball of Muscle has come out due to track conditions, number 2. And race 9, number 4, Luskin Tire Lass. 7 and number 10 for 2 and 11 Eugene's Pick, who runs at Kembla. 4, 10 and 11 out of the last there at the program here at Rose Hill. To Kembla Grange, they missed the rain yesterday. The track is a heavy 9 and it's fine this morning. Race 1, number 3, Quick Finance and 9, Miss Luciana, 3 and 9. Race 2, number 4, Indicators On, 6, Shizar and 8, Le Dejeuner. That's 4, 6 and 8 out of the second. The third, number 1, Kosciuszko is out, number 1. Race 4, number 1, Allied Forces, 4, Izat and 11, Kaishu, 1, 4 and 11. Race 5, number 2, Meticulous is out, number 2. Race 6, 1, Safe Landing and 5, Swiss, 1 and 5. Race 7, 2, Homemade, 3, Host Win, Epineu and 10, Charming Lad, 2, 3 and 10. And race 8, the provincial qualifier, take out 1, Turnberry, 4, Magiglies, 8, Cuban Royale and 17, Hubble, 1, 4, 6 and 17. That's the information for Kembla. We've got a tap program as well today at Casino. It's fine and a soft 5 and the rail is in the true. The only scratching is in race 5. Race 5, number 1, Ink Blot, is the only scratching for Casino. Mornington Cup Day in Victoria. They're getting showers over the next few hours. At the moment, the track is a good 4, but we'll keep an eye on those showers. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 6, Bullpit. 9, More Wanted. And 11, Josephine C. 6, 9 and 11. The third, number 6, Rewarding Effort, and 9, Tuesby, 6 and 9. The fourth, number 6, Praha, and 12, Lady Loft, 6 and 12. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, number 7, Prince Ziggy, number 7. Race 7, Mornington, take out 4, Midterm, who runs here at Rose Hill, number 4. Race 8, number 1, Manuel, 2, Battle Hero, and 5, Ashlaw, 1, 2 and 5. And race 9, take out number 4, that is Predecessor, and 11, Malicent, 4 and 11. There are two late scratchings. Race 1, number 5, Never Again, and race 9, number 10, Taxi. So two late scratchings for Mornington, 1-5 and 9-10. We go to Eagle Farm, 36 degrees in Brisbane today. The track has a good 4 rating, a Peno of 4.42. These are the current scratchings. I'll give you numbers for the program. Races 1 and 2 at the moment are clear. The third take out 4, 5, 10, 11, 20 and 21. The fourth take out 2, 11 and 16. The fifth, 6, 9, 12 and 13. Race